Last month, the Washington Post reported more hate crimes were carried out in the United States, with an uptick in incidents against Muslims, the LGBTQ community, and other minority groups. The victims were targeted because of bias against the victim's race or identity. Some have blamed the recent increase in hate crimes on the Trump administration's unwillingness to denounce white supremacist groups. And while hate crimes are on the rise, they often fall through the cracks in our justice system. Rachel Glickhaus is the public manager for the Documenting Hate Project at ProPublica, which has investigated hate crimes in America over the past year, and she joins us now. So, Rachel, what are you finding out about why these incidents have been on the increase?
We did see that there was an increase immediately after the election, but one of our main findings is that hate crimes are extremely hard to count because of the way that they are tracked by police. So something that we saw from the outset is that the FBI counts around 5,000 or 6,000 hate crimes a year. Last year it was around 6,000, but the Bureau of Justice Statistics does a survey every year, and they estimate that there could be up to 250,000 hate crimes every year. So we wanted to explore that gap and figure out why so many are getting lost.
You and at ProPublica said, if there's such a discrepancy between what's being reported by the FBI and by the Bureau of Justice Statistics, maybe we should do this ourselves.
Correct. So we did start tracking it ourselves. So we are collecting information from the public, but we also started gathering as much data as we could from other places, including nonprofit organizations that look at this particular area, like the Southern Poverty Law Center. And we also went directly to local police departments ourselves to see what they said was the number of hate crimes they were reporting each year. And we found a lot of discrepancies between those numbers and the FBI numbers. Last year, to give you an example, almost 90% of local law enforcement agencies said they had no hate crimes at all, is what they told the FBI. But when we went directly to some of those agencies, some of those answers were different.
Are we seeing different kinds of hate crimes from what your reporting has unveiled, or are these just more of what have been previously reported, maybe more in frequency?
Something that we get a lot of reported to us may not rise to the level of a crime, or it may differ depending on the state, because you have to remember that there's federal hate crime laws and then there's state hate crime laws. There are five states that have no hate crime law whatsoever. So it's going to be different in each place that it happens. But when we hear people reporting tips to us, sometimes there's something that might not be prosecutable. And it really depends on the state and the police that are investigating it to see whether it's going to rise to a level of a crime. But something that, you know, we have seen and that our partners have done a lot of reporting on is we've seen a lot of xenophobic incidents. We have also seen Islamophobia and anti-Semitism. Swastikas are something that we took a look at the beginning of the year and tracked where those were popping up around the country.
More specifically, your reporting looked at locations of where these incidents are taking place. What's changed about that?
We're still trying to figure out and to gauge how many hate crimes are actually taking place in each city, in each state, because as I mentioned, some places are really not very good about tracking them. We just actually had a partner in northern Utah do a story where they went to a couple police departments there and found out they were actually reporting too many to the FBI because they didn't know how to use the new computer system where they were basically checking a box for whether it was a hate crime or not. And this sort of bureaucratic issue is something we see come up all over the country. Training is also something we've seen come up. We did a story on that here. Since not many states actually require police to get training about how to handle hate crimes, there are only 12 states that have statutes requiring this type of training in police academies.
What do you think that this reporting says about the current state of our country? And do you think that it's been going on for a year now, this reporting hate series from ProPublica? Has it made a demonstrable impact from what you can tell?
We've already seen impact from our reporting. We have had a couple of police departments say they're going to reevaluate how they keep their records. In terms of what this says about the country, this is not something that came out of a void. We're looking at data that goes back 5 years or 7 years. So we're looking at this over a period of time. It's not just something that we're looking at within the last year. We're really trying to understand what's been happening over a longer period of time. And we see all sorts of incidents that have been happening for over the past couple years. So while there's plenty to be said about this particular moment in time, I would say that the important thing about a project is putting it into a historical perspective. We have to nail down the real numbers before we can definitively say that we see a specific trend.
Rachel Glickhaus is the partner manager for the Documenting Hate Project at ProPublica, which looked at hate crimes in America. Rachel, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.